弟兄姐妹，新年好。
Happy New Year, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，在这个新年啊，对我来说是第一次能够和当地弟兄姐妹一同敬拜神，献上感谢。
This is the first time since New Year that I have this chance to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
就如诗歌所说的，主的怜悯每早晨都是新鲜的。
Just like the hymn we just sang, the mercy of the Lord is fresh every morning.
特别在今天早晨这样的天气里头，我们仍然能够啊来敬拜神，这是他的恩典和怜悯。
Especially in the weather like today, it is God's grace that we can still come here and worship.
我们也赞美我们的神，因为他的信实极其广大。
We also praise our Lord because great is His faithfulness.
就如同他自己一样，没有转动的影儿。
Just like Him, there's no shadow of turning.
好，早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹在这新的一年开始，一同来交通一个负担。
This morning, I would like to some fellowship with brothers and sisters.
就是关于教会的建造
on the topic of building of the church.
我们先读几处的圣经。
Let's first read a few scriptures.
第一处是在马太福音第十六章。
First scripture is in Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音第十六章，我们就读第十八节的中间的一句话。
Let's read Matthew 16, central part of verse 18.
这段话是主耶稣所说的。
This was the saying by Jesus.
主说，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
Lord Jesus said, on this rock I will build my church.
哎呀，如果直接从英文的翻译直接翻过来的话呢，也可以这么说，我要建造我的教会在这磐石上。
On this I will build my church.
好，请我们到耶利米书，旧约的耶利米书第二十九章。
Now let's turn to Jeremiah 29.
耶利米书第二十九章，我们读第十、十一两节。
Jeremiah 29, verse 10 and 11.
耶和华如此说，为巴比伦所定的七十年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们仍回此地。耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
For thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you and cause you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
请我们再翻以斯拉记。
Let's turn to Ezra.
以斯拉记是在历代志后面。
Ezra is her second chronicles.
旧约圣经以斯拉记，我们读第一章，要从第一节读到第五节。
Let's read Ezra chapter 1 from verse 1 to 5.
以斯拉记第一章第一节，波斯王古列元年，耶和华为要应验借耶利米口所说的话，就激动波斯王古列的心，使他效招通告全国说，波斯王古列如此说，耶和华天上的神已将天下万国赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇，在你们中间凡做他子民的，可以上犹大的耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷重建耶和华以色列神的殿，只有他是神，愿神与这人同在。凡剩下的人无论寄居何处，那地的人要用金银财物牲畜帮助他，另外也要为耶路撒冷神的殿甘心献上。于是犹大和便雅悯的族长、祭司、利未人，就是一切被神激动他心的人，都起来要耶路撒冷去建造耶和华。
Ezra 1:1-5. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and also put it in writing, saying, Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, All the kingdoms of the earth the Lord God of heaven has given me, and he has commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is among you of all his people? May his God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is God. which is in Jerusalem. And whoever is left in any place where he dwells, let the man of his place help him with silver and gold, with goods and livestock, besides the freewill offerings for the house of God, which is in Jerusalem. Then the heads of the father's houses of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites, with all spirits God had moved, arose to go up to build the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem.
请弟兄姐妹特别注意第五节的段，这边说到一切被神激动他心的人，也可以说激动他灵的人，都起来要上耶路撒冷去建造耶和华的殿，也可以翻译成建造耶和华的家。
Now let's pay special attention to the later part of verse 5 here. It says, all those people whose spirits God had moved, they arose to go up to build the temple of the Lord, which is also the house of the Lord.
最后一处我们请翻到启示录第三章。
Now let's turn to Revelation 3.
启示录第三章我们就读二十二节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 22.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有我的都应当，就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
我们知道这句话在启示录第二、第三两章主写给七的书信里头，这句话说了七次。
We know that our Lord repeated seven times in his seven to the seven churches.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有我的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
好了，我们再低头有点祷告。
Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你早晨新鲜的怜悯。
Lord, we thank you that your fresh mercy this morning.
我们更赞美你那永远的信实。
We also thank you for your faithfulness.
叫我们早晨仍然能够蒙你的恩典来到你面前。
So that today, by your grace, we can still come to you.
我们将以赞美为祭来献给你。
We give you our thanks as an offering.
主，因为你实在是配。
Because you are worthy.
主，我们早晨还要仰望你的恩典。
This morning we also look unto your grace.
借着你自己的灵在向我们众人的心说话。
And through your spirit, please speak to our hearts.
我们将讲的、翻译的、听的，都仰望你的恩典。
And may you bless me and the translator and all those who are hearing.
愿圣灵所说的话，凡有耳的都听。
And let us all hear what the Spirit says to the church.
Amen.祷告奉主的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. 刚我们读到了马太福音主所说的那句话，说我要建造我的教会在这磐石上。
When we read Matthew 16:18, when the Lord says, On this rock I will build my church.
我就想和弟兄姐妹先来简单的很快思想三个问题。
I want to have some meditation on three quick questions.
谁要建造教会？
So, who is building the church?
所以盼望弟兄姊妹，我们都能够清楚这个问题。
Let's all be very clear on this.
今天不是因着你我的热心，我们要为神建造他的教会。
It's not because our fervent hearts that we build the church.
今天是主自己，他要建造教会。
But it is our Lord Himself who is building the church.
第二问题，教会是谁的？
And the second question, to whom does the church belong?
我们也知道教会不是你，也不是我的。
We know the church doesn't belong to you or me.
也不是属于哪一个机构的。
It doesn't belong to some institutions.
主的话说，他要建造他的教会，教会是主的。
The Lord said He will build His church, so the church is His church.
那什么是教会呢？
So what is church?
教会这个字在希腊原文里头所用的这个字的意思呢，乃是一般被招出来的人。
The Greek word for the church, the meaning of that are the people that who are called out.
就是说被神呼召，从世界里头被神呼召出来的一般人。
So the people that who are called by God and separate out from the world.
这是希腊字 ecclesia 的意思。
And the That's the meaning of the Greek word.
所以我们知道教会并不是一个物质的建筑物。
So we know the church is not a physical building.
对，也不是在地上属地一个的一个宗教的组织。
And church is not some kind of religious organization.
那教会是什么呢？
So what is church?
以弗所书一章二十九节告诉我们，教会乃是基督的身体。
Ephesians 1:23 tells us that the church is the body of Christ.
我们知道我们的主已经从死里复活，升上高天，坐在宝座上。
We know that our Lord rose from the dead and ascended into heaven and sat on the throne.
他是教会的元首。
He is the head of church.
他是教会的头。
He is the head of the church.
而教会乃是他的身体。
And church is his body.
是借着圣灵与这个头紧紧的相连。
Through the Holy Spirit, it connects with the head.
叫天上的这个为元首的基督能够借着圣灵来支配在地上他的教会，就是他的身体。
So through the Holy Spirit, the head of the Christ can manage, can govern his body, which is the church.
看见就是一个死的组织，它乃是一个活的有机体，因为它是基督的身体。
So we know that the church is not some kind of organization, but it's a living organism.
启示录十九章也告诉我们，教会是羔羊的心腹。
Revelation also tells us that church is the bride of the Lamb.
我们知道主耶稣他是神的羔羊。
We know that our Lord Jesus is the Lamb of God.
而教会乃是神羔羊的心腹。
And church is the bride of the Lamb of God.
这是为什么今天主仍然等待他的教会能够装备整齐。
And this is why our Lord is still waiting for his church to be ready.
因为有一个羔羊的婚宴即将要发生。
Because there's a wedding of the Lamb that's going to happen.
主还要回来迎娶他的心腹。
And our Lord will return and receive his bride.
所以我们看见教会乃是羔羊的心腹。
So we see that the church is the bride.
我们看见他也是一个活的人。
We also see the church is a living person.
一个活的团体的人。
Living corporate person.
在提摩太前书第三章也告诉我们，教会是永生神的家。
And First Timothy also tells us that the church is the house of the living God.
我们看见今天我们都得以在教会里头成为教会里头的一部分。
So that today we see that we are all part of the house of the church.
而我们乃是神借着圣灵所居住的殿，也是他的家。
So we are actually the temple that God dwells, and we are also His house.
所以只是很简单的从这三处经节，让我们看见教会是主的。
So from these three verses, we know that our church belongs to our Lord.
教会的性质乃是与主的生命的性质是相同的。
Our church has the same characteristics with our Lord.
好，那继续我们刚刚提到第三个问题，那主啊要建造他的教会。
So let's return to the question that wants to build his church.
那主是如何来建造呢？
So how did our Lord build his church?
主说他要把他的教会建造在这磐石上。
Our Lord says, on this rock I will build my church.
这磐石是什么呢？
So what is the rock?
简单来说，我们可以说这磐石就是基督。
Simply this rock is Christ.
但如果我们从马太福音十六章的上下文来看的话，
But if we readIn Matthew 16, in the context,
我们看见主说他所要建造的教会在这磐石上，乃是指着彼得从天上的父所得着的那个启示。
And we see that this rock is actually represents the revelation that Peter has from the heaven.
这个启示是什么呢？
So what is this revelation?
当然，这个启示也是基督。
This revelation is also Christ.
彼得说。彼得对耶稣说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Peter said to the Lord, You are the Christ, the Son of the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹，这是主要建造教会的那个根基。
So it's the foundation that our Lord builds his.
我们每一个从圣灵重生属神的儿女。
So every children of God.
我们都从神，从天上的父领受了这样一个启示。
We all receive this revelation from Our Heavenly Father.
就是耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子。
That Jesus is Christ, the Son of the Living God.
这是教会建造的根基。
This is the foundation of the.
而这个根基是永不动摇。
And this foundation will never be shaken.
而主在这样的根基上面，他来建造神的家。
And on this foundation, our Lord builds His church.
他来建造 建造这个他的教会。
He built his church.
所以圣经让我们看见，我们就是神所建造的房屋。
The Bible tells us that we are the house that are built by God.
我们呢是神手中的工作。
We are the work of His hand.
神今天在建造他的教会，也可以说神在建造我们每一个属他的儿女。
So when the Lord is building the church, He is building every one of us.
不单是一个一个，
not just everyone individually.
主把我们建造在一起。
The Lord wants to build us together.
叫我们成为他所建造的房屋。
So that we can become the house that He is building.
主的话也告诉我们，我们也是与他同工的。
Our Lord also tells us that we are co-workers with Him.
所以我们看见在今天这个时代里头。
So in this generation,
神只有一个工作。
Our God has only one.
就是建造他的教会。
Which is to build His church.
就是建造你和我。
Which is building you and me.
建造一切属他的儿女们。
And building all the children who belong.
在这个建造的过程里头。
And during this process.
不仅我们是神建造的那个标的。
The target. Not only that we are the target of His building.
同时神也呼召我们与他同工。
Our Lord also calls us to work with Him.
我们要配合主的建造。
So we need to cooperate with His building.
好叫他建造教会的心意能够早日的成就。
And so that His purpose, His will may be accomplished.
所以在这新的一年开始，在主面前寻后，主给我这样一个负担，就是借着以斯拉记，我们一同来学习建造教会的原则。
So our Lord gave me this burden so that I would like to share with brothers and sisters concerning Ezra on the principles on building the church.
也就是建造神家的属灵原则。
Which are the spiritual principles of building the house of God.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹对以斯拉记熟悉不熟悉。
I'm not sure if brothers and sisters are familiar with Ezra.
但为了可能还不熟悉弟兄姐妹，我稍微把以斯拉记的背景和大家稍微说一下。
Let me tell you some backgrounds and the of Ezra.
以斯拉记主要是记载犹大人他们第一次和第二次从被掳之地回到耶路撒冷。
Ezra records the first and the second return of the people of Judah to Jerusalem from captivity.
为什么犹大神的百姓会被掳到巴比伦去呢？
So why were all the God captivated into Babylon?
我们知道以色列民族本来是神在万民当中所分别所拣选出来特特为他做见证的子民。
We know that the Israelite people were chosen and separated by God to be a testimonial.
那是因着信实的神与亚伯拉罕所立的约。
That was because the covenant that our Lord has with Abraham.
所以后来从亚伯拉罕到以撒、雅各，雅各改名叫以色列。
So from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob, and Jacob changed his name to Israel.
以色列有十二个儿子，就成了以色列民族的十二个支派。
Israel has 12 sons, so the 12 sons become the 12 tribes of Israel.
他们乃是被神从万民当中分别出来的一般人。
They were chosen and separated by God.
神借着他们来显明神是天地的主。
And through them, God wants to reveal that He is the Lord of heaven and earth.
因为天地都是他所造的。
Because He created earth.
虽然因着神的仇敌欺哄了亚当和夏娃，将这地的权柄夺去。
Even though enemy of God, they deceived Adam and Eve and took the dominion of the earth.
当我们看见神在人类历史当中，他来恢复他自己原来的心意。
But we see that God restored His original purpose.
所以神从亚伯拉罕一个人，后来成为拣选了一个家，后来拣选了一个民族，就是以色列族，成为他的见证。
So from Abraham, he chose a family, and then until Jacob, he chose the Israelites to be his testimony.
所以我们看见，当神拣选以色列，他们就盼望在借着以色列这个民族呢，在地上能够来彰显神的见证和神的权柄。
So God chose Israelite people so that He wanted Israelite people to be a manifestation of His glory.
我们看见以色列这个民族就进入了这一场属灵的征战里头。
So the Israel people, they went into the spiritual battle.
他们在埃及为奴四百年。
They were slaves for 400 years in Egypt.
我们看见神的正和权柄不能够从他的子民彰显出来。
We see that God can manifest His powers, glory from Israel.
然而信实的神 对于他的心意，他丝毫没有改变。
However, our God is faithful. He never changes his mind.
所以神借着大能的手，将以色列从埃及为奴之地拯救出来。
So he brought the Israelites from Egypt.
在旷野里头，神在山上启示摩西那会幕的样式。
And in the wilderness on the Mount Sinai, our Lord revealed the tabernacle to Moses.
因为神要借着会幕与他的百姓同在。
Because God wants to dwell with His people.
神要借着会幕成为他百姓的中心。
Because God wants to be the center through in the tabernacle.
在万国万民中间来彰显神的见证和荣耀。
And to manifest His glory.
我们看见到后来神借着大卫的儿子所罗门在耶路撒冷建造了圣殿。
Later on, we see that God used the son of David, Solomon, to build him a temple.
而这圣殿的样式是十字启示大卫的。
And God revealed the pattern of the temple to David.
所以我们看见神一直在那里恢复他原初原有的心意。
So we see that God, he's always trying to restore his original purpose and will.
这是为了他自己的见证和他的权柄。
For his witness and for his authority.
但我们看见因着以色列百姓一次一次的背逆神。
However, we see the Israelite people, they rebelled against God several times.
到了最后一个地步，他们不仅以色列国分为南北两个国家。
The Israelite, they split into north and the southern kingdom.
以色列的北国叫以色列。
The northern kingdom is called Israel.
他在更早的时候就已经被亚述帝国给掳去了。
It was captivated by Assyria.
Assyria. 而南国呢，包括了犹大和便雅悯两个支派的南国，它叫做犹大。
The southern kingdom includes the tribe of Judah and Benjamin is called.
我们看见神一次一次借着先知在那里召唤他们。
We see that God through His prophets called them again and again.
神何等盼望犹大的百姓和官长，他们能够明白神的心意。
God really wants the people of Judah to understand His meaning.
他们能够成为神在地上的见证和那权柄的代表。
And so that they may become the witness of God.
然而他们不肯回转归向神。
However, they did not return to God.
所以神就任凭他们被掳到巴比伦。
So God caused them to be carried away to Babylon.
所以叫我们看到整个以色列的百姓，整个神的见证似乎是完全毁灭。
So from the Israelite people, we see that the God's testimony was completely ruined.
但感谢神。
But praise the Lord.
在犹大亡国之前。
Before Judah was ruined.
在百姓完全被掳到巴比伦。
Before all the people were carried away to Babylon.
神借着先知耶利米在那里预先告诉神的百姓。
And by prophet Jeremiah, God told his people.
就是为他们被掳到巴比伦定了70年的时间。
And God told them that they will be in Babylon for 70 years.
所以我们看见这是在百姓还没有被掳之前，神借着先知预先告诉他们。
So this is prophet Jeremiah. So God told his people before they were carried away to Babylon.
神要安慰他们，虽然神管教他们，但是神还安慰他们。
Even though God disciplined them, God also comforted them.
神说他还要眷顾他们。
And God said He will visit them.
到了时候，他们必要能够回到耶路撒冷。
And when the time is complete, they will return to Jerusalem.
神对他的百姓说，他向他们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念。
And God told His people His thoughts towards them are peace.
不是降灾祸的意念。
Not evil.
叫他们幕后仍然有指望。
So that they can have a future and hope.
我想在这边我稍微停一下，请弟兄我有一张图让大家稍微知道一下这个历史年代，在关于以斯拉记的历史年代的背景，大家比较能够知道说这个事件的发生。
I have a picture here that shows the background of the book of Ezra.
所以差不多在主前七元前606年的时候呢，那是我们看见犹大国呢就被有一些的人呢就被掳到被巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒掳到巴比伦去。
So in 606 BC, the people of Judah they were carried away to Babylon by King Nebuchadnezzar.
然后到西元前595年呢，我们看见基底家，也就是最后犹大的一批人，也完全被掳到巴比伦去了。
And in 595 BC, Zedekiah and all the remaining people in Judah, they were all carried away to Babylon.
所以如果我们看从西元前606年，就是近就当犹大第一批被掳到巴比伦的年，一直到他们第一次的归回是在536年。
So their first return to Jerusalem was in 536 BC.
也就是波斯王古列元年。
That was the first year of the King Cyrus.
所以我们看见准确的70年的时间，如同神所预先告诉他百姓的。
So it was exactly 70 years, just as our Lord told his people.
所以我们看见神他恢复他的心意，他一点都没有改变。
So we see that our Lord never changed his mind.
所以在以斯拉记我很快再把以斯拉记这一卷书再稍微再说一点。
Let me tell you a little bit more about Ezra.
所以以斯拉记它总共前后它记载了两次犹大人回到耶路撒冷归回的这个的历史。
Ezra record the two returns of the Israelite people to Jerusalem.
第一章记得在古列元年所发生的是一次犹大人归回到耶路撒冷。
The first return was in chapter 1, was during the time of King Cyrus.
他们归回的目的只有一个，就是要重建耶和华的圣殿。
And the purpose of their return is to rebuild the temple.
好，那这一次回来的首领呢，是所罗巴伯和耶稣亚。
And their leaders are Zerubbabel and Joshua.
他们这次回来差不多有52000个人。
There were 52,000 people who returned.
好，那在以斯拉记的后半段呢，它记载了犹大人第二次的归回。
In the second half of Ezra, they recorded the second return of the Israelite.
而第二次的归回的目的呢，乃是要美化或是说修饰圣殿。
Their second return was to decorate the temple.
也可以说是恢复神的律法。
Which is also restore the laws.
就是恢复那圣殿的内容和祭。
Restore the reality of the temple.
第二次的归回，首领是以斯拉。
For the second return, their leader was Ezra.
第二次归回的犹大人总共1720个人。
For the second return, there were 1,750 people.
所以这是给弟兄姊妹一个约略的介绍关于以斯拉记的背景。
So, this is just some background for the book of Ezra.
所以我们刚刚读到以斯拉记第一章那里告诉我们，在这第一次归回的那个重点呢，乃是神的百姓他们回到耶路撒冷要重建神的圣殿。
We know that the purpose of the first return is to rebuild the temple.
在这里首先我们看到神他对于他永远的心意，他在这里有一个呼召。
We see that God has a calling for his eternal purpose.
因为刚刚提到神预先借着先知耶利米已经告诉他的百姓。
Because God has already told his people through prophet Jeremiah.
他们被掳到70年。
They will be carried away to Babylon.
在这70年当中神医治了他偶像的病。
And during the 70 years, God cured they are worshiping for idols.
直到今天，以色列人或是犹太人呢，他们再也不拜偶像。
And so today, the Israelite people they no longer worship idols.
所以我们看见神在他管教的里面，神也成就他的心意。
So we see that in God's discipline, He also accomplished His wills.
然而在他们被掳之前，神告诉他们说，70年之后，他们还要回到耶路撒冷。
And God told them that they will return to Jerusalem after 70 years.
这里我们看见神他为着他的心意，他有一个呼召。
We see that here for his purpose, our God has calling.
神要呼召他被掳的百姓能够重新再回到耶路撒冷。
And he called his people to return to Jerusalem.
回到神的应许地。
And to the promised land of God.
回到神心意的中心。
To the center of his heart desire.
在那里来重建圣殿。
And to the temple.
圣殿说到了神的见证。
Temple represents the glory of God.
因为神借着圣殿与他的同在。
Because through the temple, God dwells with His people.
圣殿也说到了神的权柄。
The temple also represents God's
authority. 神要在他百姓当中执掌王权。
And our Lord wants to reign in His people.
所以我们在思想神对他百姓的呼召。
So, let's meditate on the calling of God.
神的呼召包括了两方面的意义。
The calling of God has twofold meanings.
第一层的意义是我们很熟悉的，就是救恩的呼召。
The first calling is the calling of the salvation.
对你我来说，原本我们都是死在罪恶过犯中的一般人。
We are all dead in sins and darkness.
我们与神是无份无关的人。
We had no relationship with God.
我们在世上是没有指望的人。
And we are hopeless on this earth.
但感谢神，因着他爱我们的大爱。
But praise Lord because His great love.
完全是因着他对我们的怜悯。
It's all because His mercy towards us.
他来呼召我们。
Us.
他将我们从那罪恶的权势里头拯救出来。
He's delivered us from the end of the darkness and the sins.
神。
Praise Lord.
当我们听见了神救恩的呼召。
When we hear the calling of the salvation.
当我们听见神借着他的儿子在十字架上所成就的救恩。
When we hear the Son of God, He has accomplished His salvation on the cross.
我们接受了主耶稣作为我们的救主。
We accept Jesus as our Savior.
这是神救恩的呼召。
And this is the calling of the salvation from God.
但神的呼召，它还有更荣耀、更宝贵的一方面意义。
However, the calling of God has a more glorious, a more meaningful aspect.
乃是神旨意的呼召。
Which is the calling for His will.
就神要将基督一切的丰盛都完全的来赏赐给我们。
That God wants to give all the abundance of Christ to us.
这简单我可以用神如何当时如何拯救以色列出埃及的图画来说明这件事。
Let's look at the picture how the Lord brought all the Israelite people out of Egypt to explain this.
我们看以色列人本来在埃及是为奴的。
You see that the Israelite people, they were slaves in Egypt.
神借大能的手，借着逾越节的羔羊，将他们从为奴之地的埃及拯救出来。
And through the lamb and through His mighty hand, He saved all the Israelite people out of Egypt.
就像神把我们从世界里头呼召分别出来一样。
Just like our Lord separate us, call us out of this world.
但旷野是不是我们的目的地呢？
But is wilderness our destination?
不是的。
No.
我们知道虽然以色列人经过了大而可畏的旷野。
Even though the Israelite people, they've been through the great and fearful wilderness.
但我们看见神呼召他百姓离开埃及的目的乃是要他们进入迦南应许之地。
But we see that the purpose of God's calling of the Israelite people was to lead them into the promised land, the Canaan.
所以进迦南才是神呼召他百姓的旨意。
So entering into Canaan was the purpose of God's calling for the Israelite.
所以今天神对我们的呼召也是同样的。
So it's the same for our calling of God today.
救恩的呼召我们都领了。
We all receive the calling of salvation.
所以我觉得刚刚也很巧合哈，这个之前我们那个诗歌是讲到耶稣为我。
It was a coincidence that the hymn that before was Jesus for Jesus save us
for me.
Jesus for me.
好，那我虽然我们后来没唱那首诗歌。
We didn't sing that hymn.
那是我们出蒙恩的故事，是不是
？But that's the story of our salvation.
那是我们出蒙恩的想法。
That was our original idea of salvation.
耶稣为我。
Jesus for me.
耶稣为我上了十字架。
For me, Jesus went on the
cross. 耶稣为我流血舍命。
Jesus shed His blood and died for us.
弟兄姐妹，这实在是神的爱，是神的恩典。
This is the love of God.
为此，我们要感谢，要赞美主。
And for this, we praise Him.
但神的呼召还不是停在这里。
But God's calling doesn't just stop here.
神的呼召乃是要带领我们进入旨意里头。
God wants us to enter His purpose.
叫我们能够成为神在地上的那个见证。
And so that we can become the abundant witness of Christ.
叫神能够借着我们在地上，他也能够来执掌他的王权。
And through us, God can govern this whole earth.
所以很可惜的是，有许多神的儿女们。
However, many children of God.
我们的确听见了神的呼召。
We do hear the calling of God.
我们的确也领受了神的救恩。
We do receive the salvation.
但是我们停在这呼召的第一个层面里头。
But we just stop here.
就是耶稣为我。
We stop at Jesus for me.
耶稣为我。
Jesus for me.
耶稣什么都是为着我。
Everything Jesus for me.
所以我今天蒙恩得救了。
So that I'm saved by grace.
哎，我感谢主。
And I praise the Lord.
我将来可以上天堂了。
And I will go to heavenly kingdom.
我感谢主。
I praise the Lord.
那在我上天堂，在我蒙恩得救到上天堂这中间怎么样呢？
Now live our life.
我们呢就随着自己的意思来活。
We live with our own wills.
想怎么样就怎么样。
What I want, I just do it.
我要做什么我就做什么。
I do whatever I want to do.
遇见难处了怎么办呢？
What if I have troubles?
我们也知道是要祷告。
We know that we need to pray.
我们怎么祷告呢？
How do we pray?
耶稣为我。
Jesus for me.
你为我解决这个问题。
Please solve this problem.
你为我提供这个供应。
Please provide for me.
你发现我们心思还在那救恩的起头里头。
You see that our mind is still in the beginning of the salvation.
但是我们盼望在这新的一年开始。
But hope that in this new year,
我们能够清楚地认识神呼召我们的目的。
We can have a clear understanding of the purpose of God's calling.
因为我们不仅从主领受了属灵的生命。
And not only we receive the spiritual life,
盼望这属灵生命在我们里面能够渐渐地成长。
Hope that this spiritual life can grow in us.
所以我们不再做小孩子。
So that we are no longer
babies. 不再是单单是说耶稣为我。
We no longer say Jesus for me.
因为我们也能够体会神的心肠。
And maybe also understand God's desire.
因为我们能够知道神的心意。
Understand His own heart.
叫我们在世上的行事为人。
So that our life on this earth.
叫我们在地上所过的每一天的日子。
Every day we live on this earth.
我们也能够为着我们的主。
We also live for the Lord.
我们能够为着神的心意。
We live for God's purpose.
这是神向着我们那全备的呼召。
And this is the fullness of the calling of God.
所以我们看见神要呼召他的百姓从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷。
So we see that God calls his people from to return from Babylon to Jerusalem.
神做了一些预备。
And God has some preparations.
这些预备呢，跟你我今天能够答应主的呼召非常有关系。
And these preparations is very closely related to how why we receive His calling.
我们看见在以赛亚书第44章那边，神借着先知以赛亚预先说明，古列是我的牧人。
See that in Isaiah 44, Lord. God says that King Cyrus is his shepherd.
我到古列还没有出生。
At during that time, Cyrus wasn't even born.
那时候波斯帝国还没有成型。
There wasn't the Persian Empire.
巴比伦也还没有真正成为一个强盛的帝国。
And Babylon was not even strong during that time.
可是神借着他的先知预先在那里说，古列是我的牧人。
However, through prophet Isaiah, God says that King Cyrus is his shepherd.
这个预言呢，跟以斯拉记第一章第一节这里，波斯王古列下令让神的百姓回到耶路撒冷是非常有关系。
And that prophecy is closely related to the Ezra chapter 1.
今天没有时间细讲。
We didn't have time to talk about details.
另外主让他预备他百姓归回的这个预备当中呢，主也借着先知耶利米，我们刚刚已经提到了，告诉了神的百姓说，为巴比伦所定的日期是前。
Also through prophet Jeremiah, God says the time for the Israelite people in 70 years.
所以我们看见70年的时候，
So after 70 years are complete.
神就借着但以理在神面前为着百姓的归回在那里祷告。
And through prophet Daniel, God used him to pray for the return of the people.
但以理的祷告就成为与神同工的一个器皿。
So through the prayer, Daniel became the vessel that co-works with God.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们在一同思想建造神家的这个呼召的时候。
So, brother and sister, when we think about how we can build a church,
我们与神
how we can co-work,
我们与神同工一同建造神家的的时候
how we can co-work with God to build his church.
我想从以斯拉记这边让我们看见有两件事情是非常重要。
And we see there are two important aspects.
第一就是为着神的心意的祷告。
First, we need to pray for God's purpose.
就像你为着神的百姓能够回到耶路撒冷在神面前祷告一样。
Just like he prayed for the return of Israel for God's purpose.
第二方面就是讲到要答应神的呼召。
And the second aspect is that we need to answer, respond to the calling of God.
要回到神的心意。
We need to return to God's own heart.
就像犹大人回到耶路撒冷，在那里建造神的殿一样。
Just like the people of Judah, they return to Jerusalem to build the house of God.
我们也需要答应主的呼召，回到神的心意里头来建造神的家。
We need to respond to the calling of God and return to His own heart.
好，那我简单说一下但以理的祷告，主要是在但以理书第九章里头。
The prayer of Daniel is in Daniel chapter 9.
我们看见当他读到了先知耶利米所说的，就是百姓被掳到巴比伦所定的70年时间即将满了。
So when Daniel realized that the 70 years was almost completed in Babylon,
他在神面前禁食，披麻蒙灰，并意向主向神祷告祈求。
And so Daniel set his face to God and made requests by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth and ashes.
弟兄姐妹，这是不是我们的祷告呢？
Brothers and sisters, is this how we pray?
弟兄姐妹，你我是否曾经为着神建造他的教会，在神面前，在那里禁食、披麻蒙灰、定义的祷告呢？
Brothers and sisters, have we ever prayed with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes for the building of the house of God?
还是我们在神面前的祷告，大多数的时候还是说耶稣为我
？Or when we pray, and all our prayers are still Jesus for me?
弟兄姐妹，盼望我们在这新的一年里头，我们的祷告上面能够蒙神带领我们往前。
Brothers and sisters, in this new year, may our Lord lead us forward in our prayers.
叫我们能够借着我们的个人的祷告，借着我们教会团体的祷告，我们在神面前与神同工。
And through our personal prayer and corporate prayers, that we can be co-workers with God.
叫许多属神的百姓。能够明白神的心意，也能够为着神的心意，愿意回到神的心意里头，来到他的教会。
And so that the children of God can understand his will and purpose, and we can return to his will.
在你的祷告里头，给我们看见几方面的重点。
Through Daniel's prayers, we see there's a couple of emphasis.
第一，他承认神是公义的。
First.He confessed that God is righteous.
虽然百姓犹大国亡国了，
even though the kingdom of Judah was desolated.
虽然他们好像成了奴隶，被掳到敌人的国土里头。
And the people they were carried away to Babylon like slaves.
但是在但以理的祷告里头，他并没有埋怨神。
However, in Daniel's prayer, he didn't complain.
他并没有责怪神。
And he didn't blame God.
相反的，他承认神是公义的。
However, he admit that God is righteous.
弟兄姐妹，在你我遭难的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we are in difficulties,
在你我因着我们个人罪恶过犯，在神面前能管教的时候
，when we are disciplined by the Lord because our own wrongdoings,
我们是否能够转向神说，神啊，你是公义的
？Can we Return to our Lord and said, Lord, you are righteous.
我们受罚
that we are disciplined.
我们受难
we are in difficulties.
是应该的
we deserve it.
神，你是公义的
and Lord, you are righteous.
所以但以理在但以理书第九章第八节那边，他就承认他和列祖以色列列祖他们在神面前所犯的罪恶。
So here, in Daniel chapter 9 and verse 8, Daniel says, all the kings, the fathers, they all sinned against the Lord.
在这里，但以理的祷告并没有，他并没有把自己和神的百姓分开来。
In his prayer, Daniel didn't separate himself from the other people of God.
虽然但以理他没有得罪神
，even though Daniel didn't sin against,
虽然是其他神的得罪了神
，it's all the other Israelite people sinned against.
但是神在，但是但以理在神面前告的时候，他是说：“神啊，我昧了你。”
But in his prayer, he said.Lord, we sin against you.
他把他自己摆在百姓的中间
，and he include himself in the people.
而在神的面前为神的百姓代求
，and he intercede for the people of for all the Israelites.
更宝贵的是，他是为着神的心意在神面前祷告
，and what's even more precious is that it's for God's purpose that Daniel is praying.
所以，一方面要承认神是公义的
So he admit that God is righteous.
一方面他承认神的百姓是有错的。
He also confessed that people of God have sinned against him.
那他怎么跟神祷告呢？
So how did he pray?
他说神啊，求你怜悯我们。
He said, Lord, please have mercy on us.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们回转的一个关键。
This is a critical turning point for our return.
因为我们的神是怜悯我们、饶恕我们的神。
Because God is full of mercy and He forgives us.
无论我们今天的光景是如何
，No matter what condition we are.
无论今天教会的光景是如何
，No matter what condition of church is.
弟兄姐妹，我们都能够回到神的面前。
We can always return to our Lord.
能够仰望他的怜悯。
And we look upon His mercy.
因为他的怜悯每早晨都是新鲜的。
Because His mercy is fresh every day.
所以我们看见但以理在神面前的恳求。
So we see this supplication of Daniel.
他不是因着自己义。
It's not because he's right.
不是因为我们刚强。
It's not because he's strong.
不是因为我们好像站住了。
Not because he stand firm.
他知道神是怜悯人的神。
But he knows that God is the merciful God.
所以他求神因着他自己的怜悯来呼召他的百姓。
So he prayed that because of God's mercies that God called his people.
是为着神的名的缘故。
It's all for the name of the Lord.
也为着神的百姓的缘故。
And also for the people.
我们看见但以理在那里与神同工。
So we see that Daniel was a co-worker of God.
神的心意祷告。
And pray for God's purpose.
所以里面这个祷告是非常的重要。
This prayer is very important.
这个祷告叫但以理成为神旨意成就的一个器皿。
This purpose made Daniel the vessel that accomplished God's will.
虽然他祷告的时候，神的百姓还被掳在巴比伦被掳。
When Daniel was praying, the people of Israelite are still in Babylon.
他借着但以理在神面前这样子的祷告。
However, through Daniel's prayer,
我们看见神百姓当中有一些人的心被预备了。
We see that among the people of Israel, some of them their heart were prepared by the Lord.
所以我们看见，当神迹似的，当古列王下诏说神的百姓可以回到耶路撒冷去重建耶和华的殿。
So that we see that when King Cyrus said the people of Judah can return to Jerusalem to build the temple.
我们看见当时就有五万多人，他们就答应主的呼召。
We see that there are over 50,000 people.Respond to the calling.
我们为了这五万多的神的百姓，我们感谢赞美神。
And for these people, we praise the Lord.
但是同时，我们也为着只有这五万多人答应神的呼召回到耶路撒冷，我们也实在在神的面前反省我们自己。
But also, we need to repent because there are only 50,000 people who return.
我们知道在当时的巴比伦的犹大人中间
we know that among all the people of Judah and Babylon,
有读圣经的弟兄大概估计可能有好几百万人。
Some brothers estimated that there are probably a few million people there.
他们知道在他们被掳之前先知耶利米所说的预言。
They all know the prophecy of Jeremiah.
结果过了七十年，
However, after 70 years,
居然他们的仇敌这个古列王居然会下诏说他们可以回到耶路撒冷去建造神的殿。
After 70 years, the King Cyrus actually said that they can return to Jerusalem.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们在巴比伦的话
，Brother and sister, if you were in Babylon,
你的反应会是如何
？What would be your response?
不应该所有的神的百姓都盼望能够回到耶路撒冷去吗
？Isn't that all the people of God they want to return to Jerusalem?
但我们看见有很多神的百姓在巴比伦那边已经成家立业。
However, we see many people they already settled down in Babylon.
他们在那里已经有他们自己的事业。
They have their career.
他们在那里已经做起老板。
And they become boss.
开启企业。
They have their own business.
所以我们知道巴比伦那里是神的百姓在巴比伦里学会做生意，这是为什么今天犹太人啊很会赚钱的原因。
And that's why the Jewish people they are still good at doing business.
所以我们看见在当时这么多神的百姓，听见了古列王下诏说允许他们回到耶路撒冷，然而却只有五万多人。
So
他们放下巴比伦的一切，回到耶路撒冷。
So when King Cyrus issued this proclamation, only 50 2,000 people, they abandoned everything and returned to Jerusalem.
所以在以色拉记告诉让我们看见一是神激动了古列王的心。
We see that for one aspect, our Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus king.
弟兄翻译得很好，那个中文讲到心啊，它原文是讲到灵，他的灵。
The original meaning, original word says the spirit of Cyrus.
这是神的主权。
This is the dominion.
神可以借着万事来效力，为他的旨意而效力。
Our Lord used everything that to work for His purpose.
甚至于本来是神的仇敌，这个古列王，他都能够愿意下诏让神的百姓回到耶路撒冷。
Even though Cyrus was the enemy of God, but he was willing to make this proclamation.
然而，另外一件更重要的事情。
There's another more important aspect.
就这里告诉我们说，有一就是那一些，
对不起，
就是一切被神激动他心的人，他们都起来要耶路撒冷去建造耶和华的殿。
Here it says, all whose spirits God had moved arose to go out and build the house of the Lord, which is Jerusalem.
弟兄姐妹，这五万多人在圣经当中，神给他们一个特别的称呼。
For these 52,000 people, God gave them a special name.
当然还有后面两次回去的这些人。
And also including the people for the second return and third return.
圣经称他们为余民。
The Bible calls them the remnant.
这是旧约当中得胜者的原则。
This is the overcomers. They are the overcomers in the Old Testament.
就像神在启示录第二章第三章那里向七个教会呼召得胜者的呼召是一样的。
This is the same calling in Revelations that God calls His overcomers.
虽然神的百姓在巴比伦的百姓那么的多
，Even though there were so many. People of Israelite people in Babylon.
不知道有多少的人，他们的灵是被神所激。
And we don't know how many their spirit were stirred up by.
然而在当时，第一批归回的人当中，只有五万多人。
However, for the first return, there were only 52,000.
他们回到神的心意里头。
They returned to God's purpose.
他们回到耶路撒冷。
They returned to Jerusalem.
他们要建造耶和华的殿。
Want to build the temple,
他们要建造神的家
and the house of the Lord.
他们要恢复神的见证
They want to restore God's testimony.
他们要恢复神的权柄
and restore God's authority.
这里面就是犹大的余民
This is the remnant of Judah.
他们的反应，为了他们的反应，为了他们答应神的呼召，他们是付出了极大的代价
In order to respond to His calling, they paid a heavy price.
我们看见70年在巴比伦的时间，基本上他们在那里已经生根立基了。
During the 70 years in Babylon, they pretty much settled down there.
很可能他们的孩子都是在那里出生的，在那里受的教育。
Their children were born there and received education there.
然而他们为着神的心意
，for God's own heart，
他们答应了神的话。
They respond to the call.
他们离了巴比伦
，and from Babylon，
他们舍弃了他们在巴比伦所得的一切。
They abandoned everything that they gained in Babylon.
弟兄们，这是犹大的余民。
This is the remnant of Judah.
他们不单单只是离开，不单单只是舍弃。
They not only just depart and abandon.
他们乃是归回。
They also return.
他们冒着危险回到了耶路撒冷。
And they return to Jerusalem through the difficulty.
我们知道在当时的耶路撒冷是一片的荒芜。
We know that during that time Jerusalem was a complete desolation.
是非常危险的一个地方。
It was a dangerous place.
然而这些的渔民因着神激动他们的灵。
Yet because these remnants, their spirit was moved up.
他们答应神的呼召。
They respond to the calling.
他们回应神的心意。
They respond to God's purpose.
他们回到了耶路撒冷。
They return to Jerusalem.
并且在那里来开始建造耶和华的家。
And they start rebuilding the house of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们来说这件事情有什么意义呢
？So brothers and sisters, what's the meaning for us?
我们知道埃及乃是预表着这属物质的世界。
We know that Egypt represents these physical materials.
Materialism. 所以今天神已经把我们从埃及拯救出来。
So our Lord has already saved us from Egypt.
我们知道我们不再属这个世界。
We know that we are no longer of this world.
我们也不再贪爱这物质世界里面的一切。
And we do not love everything in this world.
而巴比伦乃是预表着宗教的世界。
And Babylon represents the religions.
我们知道今天在这个世界里头充满了各式各样的宗教。
We know that in this world is filled with all kinds of religions.
甚至我们这位复活的基督也都成为一个像是一个死的基督教一样。
And even our resurrected Lord has become a dead Christianity.
所以今天主要把我们从这人为的里头也要呼召我们出来。
So Lord wants to call us out of these regions,
叫我们能够回到神的心意里头。
And so that we can return to God's own heart.
我们知道神的心意乃是要建造他的家。
We know that our Lord's own heart is to build His house.
而在这个家里头有他的同在。
And His house is His presence.
这个家能够彰显他的荣耀。
And this house can manifest His glory.
这个家能够成为他的帮手。
And this house can also be a helper.
来成就神的旨意。
To accomplish His will.
所以我们看见今天神也在呼召我们。
So we see that today our Lord God is still calling us.
不管我们是否在过去里头，我们在宗教的心思里头来追求主。
If we were worshiping Lord using religion in religions,
就是用人的心思、用人的想法在那里来敬拜追求神。
And use our own mind and thought to worship God.
神要把巴比伦呼召。
And God wants us to call us out of all this.
叫我们能够回到耶路撒冷他的心意的里头。
And so that we can return to Jerusalem, that His own heart.
最近我听到一位年长弟兄跟我分享到他去中国前日去中国听到跟另外一个弟兄的交通。
Several days ago I heard a fellowship from an elderly brother.
这弟兄原本他们所在的聚会是一个很不错的聚会。
This brother was in a very good assembly.
就和我们在当某在新南区的聚会很相像。
Was very similar to our assembly here and West Office.
我们按着神的心意在这里一同追求一同建造。
And according we build the house of Lord according to His own hearts.
但是因着一些客观环境的难处和挑战。
However, due to some challenges and difficulties.
这聚会的负责弟兄们他们决定了要参加这个三次的教会。
Some of the brothers they decided to participate in the
three self church.
哇！
那当刚开始的时候呢，这聚会还是照原来，因为都是原来的弟兄姐妹在那里一同追求、一同敬拜、一同服事。
So everything was seems like normal. They were still praying. They still serve and worship.
Yeah.从外面看来没有什么区别。
So outwardly, it didn't seem to change.
但是慢慢的开始有弟兄姐妹感觉到这聚会改变了。
However, after some time, some brother and sister they noticed that something changed.
这个弟兄呢，就像我们大多数弟兄姐妹一样，我们是所谓一般的弟兄哈。
And this brother who fellowship with the elderly brother was just like us, some.We are ordinary brother.
这弟兄他就告诉这个年长弟兄说，这聚会变了。
So this brother told the other elderly brother that the assembly changed.
年长弟兄就问他说，到底什么变了呢？
And so this elderly brother asked him, so what has changed?
他就说，主的同在没有了。
And this brother said, they no longer have the presence of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这是属灵的实际。
Brother and sister, this is the spiritual reality.
如果我们的聚会失去了主的同在，
if we lose the presence of the Lord,
不论我们外面怎么样好，
doesn't matter how good we are.
不论外面我们有多少的工作，
doesn't matter how much works we have.
不论我们有多少的活动，
how many activities.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们失去了主的同在，
if we lost the presence of the Lord,
我们就离开了神的心意。
And we depart from God's
desire. 我们就不再能够为主做见证。
And we are no longer testimony of the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看见在这里，我们在这里一同追求，一同建造。
And brother and sister, here we are building the house of the Lord.
我们实在需要开启我们，叫我们明白他的。
we need to reveal to us.
让我们知道他所要建造的教会是什么。
So that we can know what kind of church our Lord wants us to build.
乃是基督是我们的元首。
Our Lord Christ is the head of our church.
如果基督不再是我们的元首。
If Christ is no longer our head.
如果基督不再是教会的元首。
If Christ is no longer the head of the church.
而且那些教会就要失去主的同在。
Then the church will lose the presence of the Lord.
就像老底家教会的光景。
Just like the church in Laodicea.
他们以为自己什么都有。
They thought that they had everything.
在教会里头他们什么都有。
In the church, they were wealthy.
然而教会的主却在门外叩门。
However, our Lord was knocking outside.
弟兄姐妹，今天主也在呼召我们。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord still calls us today.
主说，圣灵向众教会所说的话。
Our Lord says what he says to his churches.
凡有我的就应当听。
Let us hear.
我最后分享一点点我自己的故事。
Let me also share with you a story of.
我原本是在一个华人教会蒙恩得救的。
I was saved in a Chinese church.
在教会里头实在是有许多宝贵的弟兄姐妹。
In that church there were so many precious brothers and sisters.
他们都很爱我。
And they all love me.
在我还是没有信主之前，他们就很关心我。
And before I was saved, they all care about me.
到后来我们在那个教会蒙恩得救。
After I was saved by grace in that church.
弟兄姐妹对我们也都很好。
The brothers and sisters they are still very good to us.
然而神借着一些的环境。
However, through some environments.
主就叫我看见、认识了什么叫做这个教。
And God revealed to me what is Christianity.
叫我看清了什么叫做是一个人为的一个组织。
And so God showed me what is a organization.
当时我们在主面前祷告寻求。
And so that I prayed and seek His seek before the Lord.
我和姐妹我们就有一个清楚的带领，主的带领，我们应当要离开这个聚会。
And then we were clear that, and then we were clear that the Lord wants us to go to another.
虽然当时我们还不明白什么是神的心意
，even though we didn't understand God's own heart.
但是我们知道，神带领我们要从巴比伦出来。
But we knew that God wants us to take us out of Babylon.
在那时候呢，因着在我们学生所服侍的学生团契的当中
，I was in the A fellowship of the students.
那有一些弟兄里面都是很宝贵的。
There are so many precious brothers and sisters.
所以我们在神面前，我们就祷告，我们实在是不忍心把这些弟兄姐妹就把他们放弃了，自己就离开了。
We pray before the Lord that because we didn't want to just leave all these precious brothers and sisters.
所以我们在神面前的祷告是说，愿求主像把每位弟兄姐妹呢都能够做妥善的安排。
So we pray to the Lord that He can arrange everything for all the brothers.
因为当时经过教会的一些风波，弟兄姐妹都已经受过伤，我们不愿意再叫他们受伤。
Because some things happened and some brothers and sisters they all hurt and we didn't want them to get hurt anymore.
所以我们在神面前祷告之后，主也给我们有这个平安。
So after our prayers, our Lord also gave us the peace.
然后很稀奇的，经过一年的时间。
And amazingly, after a year,
当那一年当中，我们跟弟兄姐妹继续在主面前一同追求。
And during that year, we still meeting with the brothers and sisters.
那弟兄姐妹呢，一个一个的就被主有的带回到回国，有的到外州去，有的到其他的聚会。
One after another, the brothers and sisters, some of them they went back to China, some of them to another meeting.
差不多整整一年的时间。
It's almost a year.
这个宣传器呢，就剩。我和姐妹两个人了。
This student fellowship, all the people were gone. It's only me and my sister.
我们就知道这是主的时候。
So and then we knew that it was the time of.
虽然我们心里面舍不得那些可爱的弟兄姐妹。
Even though we do not want to leave all those brothers and sisters.
但是我们需要，我们也必须答应主的呼召。
But we must respond to the calling of the God.
我们就从那里离开了。
And so we left the church.
弟姐妹，我稍稍能够感受到当时犹大渔民离开巴比伦的那种感觉。
So I was able to experience the feeling of the people of Judah returning to Jerusalem.
但感谢神，是荣耀的神亲自来呼召带领我们。
But praise the Lord, it's the glorious God that us and lead us.
当神把我们带到耶的聚会当中
，When our Lord brought us into Houston Christian Assembly，
我们才越来越能够明白到什么叫做神心意中的教会。
And we became more clear on what is the church in God's own heart.
我的意思并不是说我们就是神心意中的教会。
I'm not saying that we are the church of His heart.
姐妹，我们离神心意中的教会还相差甚远。
That we are still a great distance from the church of God's.
但是我们感谢神的怜悯。
But we thank for God's mercy.
神借着过去弟兄们给我们的交通。
And through all the fellowships of the brothers and sisters,
叫我们或多或少明白了神心意中的教会。
We all have some understanding of the church of God's.
所以我们愿意按着神的心意。
So we are willing to according to His purpose, His will.
我们愿意答应神的呼召。
We are willing to respond to His calling.
我们在这条路上来跟随主往前。
And we follow our Lord Jesus to go.
所以愿主。在这新的一年里头，来亲自的开启我们每一位弟兄。
So may our Lord reveal and open His words to every one of us.
叫我们从祷告开始。
Let us start from prayers.
弟兄们，不是说不可以为着我们来求神，求这个求那个。
I'm not saying that we shouldn't pray for our own needs.
但更重要的是
，But what's more important?
主说，你们要先求他的果和他的义。
Our Lord says we need to seek first His kingdom and righteousness.
他就要将这一切东西都要加给我们。
And all this will be added to us.
弟兄们，你相信这话吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you believe this?
你相信信实的神，他不成就他自己的话吗
？Do you believe that our faithful Lord will accomplish His own words?
愿在新的一年里头，我们的祷告生活有一个改变。
May we change our prayers.
我们因着信。
And because of our belief,
我们应该相信神的话
，because we have faith in God's word.
我们为着神的心意，在神面前来先求和他的义。
And let's seek first His righteousness.
弟兄姐妹，我们能够与神同。
Brothers and sisters, we can be co-workers with God.
借着祷告，叫神来预备我们众人的心。
And through prayers, may God prepare our hearts.
第二方面，当神借着他的话语来呼召我们的时候。
And secondly, when God calls us through His words.
当神在我们灵里头来激动我们的时候
，When our Lord stirred our spirits，
弟兄姐妹，我们是预备好的
，And brothers and sisters that we are ready，
我们愿意答应神的呼召
，And we are willing to respond to His calling，
我们愿意回到神的心意里头
，We are willing to return to God's own heart，
我们让神能够来建造我们
，And so that our God can build us，
把我们建造成他的见证。
And build us into His witness and testimony.
把我们建造成他在地上的那个合用的器皿。
And build us into a vessel that can be used by Him.
主说他要建造他的教会。
Our Lord said He will build His church.
他呼召你我来与他同工。
And He called us to be workers.
弟兄姐妹，你愿意起来祷告吗
？Brothers and sisters, willing to pray.
你愿意进入神意吗
？Are you willing to enter His heart?
愿神祝福他自己的话语。
May God bless His words.
那我们一起再有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你早上。